Matthew chapter 28. There is nothing that I will say here tonight that will be new or peculiar to your ears. It is something that we are all well aware of. Just something that has been on my mind, and I hope it will encourage us as Christians, as we live in this world, in our daily lives, and maybe even those who have not placed their faith in Jesus to consider doing so tonight. In Matthew chapter 28, after Jesus had been raised from the dead, as he met with the disciples, the 11 disciples in Galilee, he tells them, beginning in verse 19 of chapter 28, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." In a lot of our lessons, especially as we went through the Gospels, and especially in John, where there's a lot of confusion as Jesus is speaking to his disciples, we have to make a distinction between whether Jesus is speaking to us or specifically to the 12 apostles. But in this particular passage, even though he is only speaking to the 11 apostles, he does go on to tell them that whatever he has commanded them, that he should teach those nations that have become disciples to do the same thing. So what I'm trying to say by saying that is this command to go therefore into all the nations making disciples is not a command that was only for the 11 that ended in the first century. It was a command that has been given to the church, to us as Christians and disciples, that we should also make disciples and bring others into the kingdom. And what I would encourage us to think about tonight is, are we fulfilling that command in our day-to-day lives? Many times when we speak of evangelism, our thoughts go to those who fulfill the role as an evangelist or as a preacher. And God is not calling on every member, every disciple to be an evangelist, but there are things that we can do in our day-to-day lives, in our homes, among our family, either at work, with our friends and our acquaintances, to evangelize those around about us. There's simple things that we can say to start conversations. I believe it was Brother Josh Creel one time brought something simple to mind, that when somebody's asking you how are you doing or how's your day, to tell them that I've been blessed by God. And just by mentioning God's name in front of them, it may eventually spark a conversation where they might want to learn more about God. Our light should shine in a way that others would ask us, what is it about you? What's different about you? What makes your life so special? I would like to know something about that. And then again, it's just as we get close to other people, there comes a point in time, because of our love for them and the love that we should have because of what Christ has done, that we should approach them and say, hey, I would like to sit down with you and study with you. I have something very important to share with you because I love you, and to tell you that God also loves you and what he has done for you. Not only did Jesus give us this command, I'm constantly reminded when considering talking to others, the example of the prophecy of Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 3 and Ezekiel 33, when God talks to Ezekiel as being the watchman on the wall. And as the watchman on the wall, God says that if we see an army coming and we do not warn the citizens of that city, and the army comes and destroys all of them, the blood of that city will be on our hands. And the same thing is true with the gospel. We have the watchman's call that the enemy is here, but we also have the call that victory has already been granted, and it is in our responsibility to tell the world that the blood of Christ has been shed for them, that they might have the forgiveness of sins. And if we fail to do such, the blood of those that we had the ability to will be on our hands. So it is a dreadful command for us to forsake and not to strive in some way to fulfill such a command. But not only to others should we evangelize, and it's not really an evangelism, but as we do such, as we share our faith, let us also consider ourselves. In Jude, verses 20 through 23, Jude encourages us to consider ourselves. Jude, verses 20 through 23. "But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And have mercy on those who doubt, and save others by snatching them out of the fire and to others show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. So even Jude mentions that it is our responsibility to snatch others out of the fire, but also consider ourselves to make an effort to build ourselves up. And as Paul encourages the churches, that we are also to do such to one another. So brethren, tonight my encouragement would be to consider the gospel. Consider the gospel call when it first called to you, and how beautiful it sounded and how wonderful it was in the hope that it gave you and the love that you knew that God had for you. And share that with others in whatever way that you can as you walk through this day-to-day life. And for those who have not placed their faith in Christ, those who are not a part of Christ, I can stand before you tonight with full confidence to tell you that Jesus is beautiful. Jesus is wonderful and all-satisfying. I've heard others say that they hope that heaven is not real because they would completely be bored. Oh, just to see His glory for eternity would be such a wonderful thing. And I beg with you to see the beauty and the richness that is found only in Jesus Christ. But to do such, we have to understand that we have to come to Him on His terms. The world will tell you a false gospel. The world and the religious people around us do not tell the truth when it tells us how to attain to the blood of Christ and His saving grace. Isaiah 59 and John chapter 9 plainly tells us that because of our sins, God's face is turned away from us so that He cannot hear. But Jesus still has provided a way. He asks us to believe on Him, to turn from our sinful ways. And as Peter proclaimed on the day of Pentecost, that we should repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that is a gospel call for you tonight. Plead for the blood of Christ by submitting to Him, placing your faith in Him, and trusting God will save you, for His promises are true. Turn from your sins, be willing to submit to Him in baptism, and the promise of the Holy Spirit will be given unto you. Would you please come as we stand and as we sing?